IllbeHonest.com.
Now, after having been a father to 5 children, just one more left at home, looking back, what would you tell all these young parents that just, they're newlyweds, they don't have children yet, or they're thinking about marriage and they can't even, they're just trying to figure out the right woman or the right man, they're not even thinking this far yet, or they've got these little ones running around? And I mean, if you had, as a pastor and a father, if you had some words to share with especially young men that right now they just have these little ones, what would be some of the strongest encouragements or the strongest points of exhortation that you would give such men?
Well, you know, it's hard to sum these things up, but regarding marriage, you know, it is normal and it is beautiful, but it is life-changing. And like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, when you're single, why, yeah, your concern is to serve the Lord. You're more able to serve the Lord without distraction. And, you know, you've heard that phrase, well, there's no sacred and secular with God. It's all holy. Well, there's some truth in that, of course, but it's also, there's something that's not true in it. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, if you're married, why, then your concern is for the things of the world, how to please your wife or your husband. And so it is a life-changing thing when you marry. And so a person just wants to let God engineer it and say, Lord, your will be done. You engineer it. You work it. And then when the trials come, you've got some confidence. Lord, this was your idea, not mine. But I'm just so very thankful for the wife that he gave me, so thankful for the marriage. And when the Lord brought Terry into my life, it was like 1,000 questions were answered. And, you know, I found my other half. And so then I wasn't married till I was 31, and Terry was 27. And I remember we were coming back from the honeymoon, and we just were talking about children. And Terry said, well, you know, children are just going to work for our sanctification, so we might as well get started. And indeed, it is a quite a sanctifying influence. And I mean, there's just questions that must be faced, answers that must be obtained when we have children that press upon us. And I remember when we walked out of the hospital with our firstborn, Jared, and the nurse probably. Probably she shouted out, maybe prophetically, you know, I don't know that she was a Christian, but she said, enjoy him. I never forgot it. And it was good advice, very good advice. We ought to enjoy our children, really enjoy them, and because so quickly it's going to be over, they'll be gone. And I took all the children with me wherever I went, as much as I could. I'm so glad I did. I mean, Jared enjoyed work. He enjoyed working with me. And I think that's one thing that parents sometimes fail on, is they don't teach the children to enjoy work. And they don't allow their children to feel useful. And of course, it's easy as a parent, you know, to do the job yourself. It's easier to do it yourself than to try to train or trust the child to do it, but eventually it pays off. And everybody wants to feel useful. It's just a way we're made. And so we ought to really help our children to feel useful. And it's a great source of fulfillment, you know, that you're communicating to them that they are important. And another big thing is... For parenting is to be an example. I mean, it's number one. You've got to be an example. I mean, words got to be there too, but But our example, our life, our choices speak so much louder than our words. And when they see you consistently all thinking in terms of God, thinking in terms of the fear of God, the love of God, the claims of Christ, that the, I mean, you're just, it's when you sit down, when you rise up, when you're at the table, it's just all about Christ. When they see that, they realize that this is important. But when they see, rather, you know, a parent choosing to go to the ball game rather than go to the midweek prayer meeting, you know, that speaks volumes to them. You know, when push comes to shove, when you got a crossroads decision and you choose a ball game, they realize, you know, well, you know, this is what's really important here, and that's the message they get. And so I think parents really can do damage to their testimony by those poor choices, inferior choices.